रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 16 टेक्स्ट नंबर 22 सो प्लीज चैंट आफ्टर मी किं क्षत्र बंधुन कलिनो पश्रष्टान
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 राष्ट्राणि वा तैर अवरोपितानि
राष्ट्राणि वा तैर अवरोपितानि
राष्ट्राणि वा तैर अवरोपितानि
राष्ट्राणि वा तैर अवरोपितानि
इतस्ततो वासन पानवासः
इतस्ततो वासन पानवासः
इतस्ततो वासन पानवासः
इतस्ततो वासन पानवासः
स्नानाव्यवायनो मुखजीवलोकम् स्नानावयवायो न मुखजीवलोकम्
स्नानावयवायो न मुखजीवलोकम्
किम्
किम्
वेदर
वेदर
क्षत्रबंधुन
क्षत्रबंधुन
द अनवर्दी एडमिनिस्ट्रेटर्स
द अनवर्दी एडमिनिस्ट्रेशन
ट्रेटर्स एडमिनिस्ट्रेटर्स
ट्रेटर्स
कलीना
कलीना
बाय द इन्फ्लुएंस ऑफ द एज ऑफ कली
बाय द इन्फ्लुएंस ऑफ द एज ऑफ कली
उपश्रष्टान
उपश्रष्टान
बेविल्डर्ड
बेविल्डर्ड
राष्ट्राणि
राष्ट्राणि
स्टेट अफेयर्स
State affairs.
Va.
Or.
Tai.
Tai.
By them.
By them.
Avaropitani.
Avaropitani.
Put into disorder.
Put into disorder.
Ita.
Ita.
Here.
Here.
Tata.
Tata.
There.
There.
Va.
Va.
Or.
Or.
Ashana.
Ashana.
Accepting foodstuff.
Accepting foodstuff.
Pana.
Pana.
Drink.
Drink.
वासः
वासः
रेसिडेंस
रेसिडेंस
स्नाना
स्नाना
बात
बात
उन्मुख
उन्मुख
इंक्लाइंड
इंक्लाइंड
जीवलोकम
जीवलोकम
ह्यूमन सोसाइटी
ह्यूमन सोसाइटी
ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद
जय श्रील प्रभुपाद
The so-called administrators are now bewildered by the influence of this age of Kali and thus they have put all state affairs into disorder. Are you now lamenting this disorder? Now the general populace does not follow the rules and regulations for eating, sleeping, drinking, mating, etc. And they are inclined to perform such anywhere and everywhere. Are you unhappy because of this? So please repeat. The so-called administrators
The so-called administrators
are now bewildered by the influence of this age of Kali.
By the influence of the age of Kali.
And thus they have put
all state affairs
into disorder. Are you now lamenting this disorder? Now the general populace
does not follow
the rules and regulations
for eating,
sleeping,
drinking,
mating,
etc.
And they are inclined
to perform such
anywhere and everywhere. Are you unhappy because of this? Purport. There are some necessities of life on a par with those of lower animals, and they are eating, sleeping, fearing, and mating. These bodily demands are for both the human beings and the animals. But the human being has to fulfill such desires not like animals, but like a human being. A dog can mate with a bitch before the public eyes without hesitation, but if a human being does so, the act will be considered a public nuisance. And the person will be criminally prosecuted. Therefore, for the human being, there are some rules and regulations, even for fulfilling common demands. The human society avoids such rules and regulations when it is bewildered by the influence of the age of Kali. In this age, people are indulging in such necessities of life without following the rules and regulations. And this deterioration of social and moral values rules is certainly lamentable because of the harmful effects of such beastly behavior. In this age, the fathers and the guardians are not happy with the behavior of their wards. They should know that so many innocent children are victims of bad association awarded by the influence of the age of Kali. We know from Srimad Bhagavatam that Ajamila, an innocent son of a Brahmana, was walking down a road and saw a Shudra pair sexually embracing. This attracted the boy, and later on the boy became a victim of all debaucheries. From a pure Brahmana, he fell down to the position of a wretched urchin, and it was all due to bad association. There was but one victim like Ajamil in those days, but in this age of Kali, the poor innocent students are daily victims of cinemas which attract many men only for sex indulgence. The so-called administrators are all untrained in the affairs of a Kshatriya. The Kshatriyas are meant for administration, as the Brahmanas are meant for knowledge and guidance. The word Kshatra Bandhu refers to the so-called administrators or persons promoted to the post of the administrator without proper training by culture and tradition. Nowadays, they are promoted to such exalted posts by the votes of the people who are themselves fallen in the rules and regulations of life. How can such people select a proper man when they are themselves fallen in the standard of life? Therefore, by the influence of the age of Kali, everywhere politically, socially or religiously, everything is topsy-turvy. And therefore, for the sane man, it is all regrettable. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnanancha Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Nama Nama Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine Nama Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Kim Kshatra Bandhun Kalino Prashtashtan Rashtrani Vatair Avaropitani Itastato Vasana Panavasaha Snana Vyavayano Mukha Jivalokam. The so-called administrators are now bewildered by the influence of this age of Kali, and thus they have put all state affairs into disorder. Are you now lamenting this disorder? Now the general populace does not follow the rules and regulations for eating, sleeping, drinking, mating, etc. And they are inclined to perform such anywhere and everywhere. Are you unhappy because of this? So now, Dharma, in the form of a bull, is talking to Bhumi, Mother Earth, who is in the form of a cow. And this is continuing, the dialogue is continuing. Yesterday I told you that Dharma is actually asking the questions. Most of the answers are yes or no. You know, all the answers are in the question only. Like here, he says that the so-called administrator, you know, Kshatriya and Kshatra Bandhu. Remember, if you remember the previous time, you know, in previous shlokas, it came that it was a Dvija Bandhu, you know, the so-called Brahmanas, meaning born as a Brahmana, was doing everything which is not supposed to be done by Brahmana. So same way here, Kshatra Bandhu means they are so-called Kshatriyas. That's why Prabhupada says in the translation is so-called administrators. So they are all bewildered by the age of Kali. Kali is progressing, and this is in the beginning of the Kali. Now it has progressed, I keep telling, 5,200 years now. And so what happens? Everything is in a disorder, you know. Every single day, if you just hate something, you want to hate something, just open the news channels anywhere in the world, you know, and just hear to the what is happening in the every single country, you know. So much turmoil. Every day a new scam. Every day, sometimes the scams are by the hour, you know. Morning one scam, afternoon one scam, evening one scam. It's like Krishna killing the demons every day. When Krishna was present, the whole population was waiting in the afternoon. They will gather and they want to know, whom did Krishna kill today, you know. So like that, now we are all waiting and we want to just have the like a scoreboard, you know. So many died here, so many died there, this happened, that happened. I mean, and then Srila Prabhupada explained that the people who are themselves fallen, adhama, naradhama sometime, you know, even those in the democracy, for example, you know, naradhama, adhama, kudharma, you know, everybody is allowed to vote. And then they elect somebody who is supposed to be a kshatriya, you know, because, but again we see that they are not kshatriya anymore, you know, like they are less than shudras because of the influence of Kali. So that's the point, you know, that Kali is influencing so fast. So even then, before even it came, you know, right now Kali is not officially come. This is the end of Dwapar Yuga. Parikshit Maharaj is receiving Kali now. We will see that how he receives Kali. That's the chapter's name. But in the meanwhile, when he is going and he is seeing this bull standing on one leg, we saw that he is standing on only one leg, and which is Satya, you know. So there is some truth still left. Compassion has gone. Cleanliness has gone. I mean, I'm saying cleanliness, I'm not meaning, you know, taking a shower for 2 hours. That's not what we are meaning. We are meaning the cleanliness of the heart. That's gone. Okay. And then, what is left? So, the Shastra says, and we see that some truth there is mostly going, you know, because by the end of the Kali Yuga, everything will be gone. And that's why then Satya Yuga will come, you know, the Krishna will come as Kali, Kalki, and he'll finish off everybody, you know, because by the time everybody will become like that. So here we see that, so he's saying, are you lamenting? And then he talks about the general population, you know, sleeping, eating, mating, defending. Actually, when we were doing this Bhagavad Gita class, you know, that's where it came, that it says, the Shastra says that if you are doing all these four things only and not inquiring about your spiritual part, not inquiring about who you are, where from you come, who is God, what is relationship, then you are just like a pashu, pashuhi samana. But even then, even doing those four things which we do, which animals do, the humans are supposed to do it in a very restrictive way, very regulated way, you know. But it's the other way around now, you see. The animals are more regulated than human beings. They don't, you know, keep on eating something. They just eat what is required, for example, you know. And we become sometimes gluttons, and then we go for dieting. First we fill. I was listening to a class, and at one point Prabhupada said in the beginning, he said, you should eat prasadam till your neck. And so everybody thought that, oh, Swamiji is saying something, let us follow it. And then Prabhupada saw that they are eating too much, you know, that they are spending, instead of 15 minutes for their lunch or dinner, they are spending 30-40 minutes, 1 hour sometime. Why? Because they are eating. The Prabhupada says, eat up to here. So everybody is eating like that. And the Prabhupada found that they are becoming lazy. They are not coming for the class, you know, overeating like that. Then he said, stop this nonsense. Try to understand. You know, you guys don't have to take it literally. When I say up to here, means to your satisfaction. Satisfaction is here, not here. Right? We can eat the best of the food, but if you are not satisfied, then what is the value of that food? Tell me. You may say, oh, I went to this restaurant, I paid so many dollars, rupees and all that. And then your mind is not satisfied. Your tongue may be satisfied for some little time, but the mind is not satisfied. And that's why the greed comes. You know, greed comes from what? Lust comes from what? That only, that it's never satisfied. So, Dharma is telling Mother Earth that, see, the people have become so horrible. They have already started not following anything, no rules, regulations. They're just simply eating the whatever they want to eat. You know, like for example, as a human being, we are supposed to eat only vegetarian food. That's what we are. Our machine is made, designed by the Lord to eat only vegetarian food. But what we do, it's like, you know, running a diesel engine with a petrol. That's what we are doing. So, to run that, we have to put some catalytic converter. Something, somehow you can do that in that machine. But here in this machine, that facility is not available. So, we manipulate the diesel, you know. We boil it, this, that, put some masalas. And then you think, oh, it's so nice. And then the slaughterhouse industry, they have huge money. So they spend all that money to advertise, you know. They show it, oh, very juicy, very, what is that, delicious and this and that. And then people fall for it. I was sleeping. Again, you know, it says that you should have a 6 hours of quality sleep for the persons, average person. If you are working very hard, like in a mine or, you know, breaking stones or something, then you require at least 9 hours of sleep. But 6 hours is what is required. So we see again two extremes. People are oversleeping or they are requiring sleeping pills to sleep, you know. That's a big industry that runs into some millions of dollars, you know, this just one tablet of sleeping, you know, make people sleep. They don't know, they should come to this Bhagavatam class. Guaranteed, you know, you just, if I speak for 45 minutes, 90% people will sleep. If you still don't believe that, just try reading it, you know, read Bhagavatam whenever you are not asleep. And guaranteed, you know. So we are helping even that way to people, you know. Okay, you don't get sleep, come to us. And then, of course, defending. You know, defending meaning just making sure that you are safe, right? That is defending. So now with all these insurance companies, they make you feel secure. You know, they say, okay, doesn't matter. You do, just insure with me, give me so much premium and then I'll make you safe. Can they make you safe? Can any insurance company guarantee? No. Nobody can guarantee, right? But the point is that we do everything and anything and everything and everywhere. So confusing. So Dharma is asking, are you unhappy because of this? Of course. See, so far Mother Earth has not even started speaking. She is just listening to very patiently all these questions. Because she is getting educated in the process, you know. And in the purport, Prabhupada talks about Ajamil. Ajamil was a nice Brahmana boy, then he saw this Shudras embracing each other and, you know, he just fell for a prostitute and then everything gone. So Prabhupada is cautioning. Actually this is written almost, spoken almost about 40 years back. But now you see what's happening in the society. He's talking about the children, children's protection. Every single parent that I meet are worried about the children, you know, about the children going to school. Young age it's okay, you know, very young age, but once they cross, they come into teens, then you should see the look on the parents' face, you know, so worried, dating and this and drugs and, you know, everything that is possible is there. The video games, you know, every video game is nothing but violence. And then, you know, shooting takes place, you know, every second, third day there is a shooting taking place somewhere. Somebody is killing somebody. So this is all symptoms of Kali Yuga. That's all we have to understand. And if the more we think about it, the more we should be ready to get out of it. Isn't it? Thinking is... Today only I was seeing something bad. People who do bad things are bad, no doubt. But the worst are those who see those bad things and don't do anything about it. You know? They at least don't decide about themselves that, okay, I'm not going to do this. They also want to try it out, you know. Knowingly or unknowingly, we do that. So, if you want to remain sane, just stick to the lotus feet of Krishna, you know. Take a shelter of a guru. Because our reading all this is not going to help. It will help a little, but we will still need to understand in a better way. So I hope you are all continuing listening to this and recordings and read, you know, just keep yourself and give yourself some time for yourself. In this, how much we are just spending about 20 minutes every day. But that's so wonderful. Thank you so much. I'd like to stop here. Hare Krishna Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.